The Gemara in Daf Membeis Amid Aleph, the first line. Ravuna ochat leisa rifta. Ravuna ate 13 big breads. They were pasabo bekisnins. Tlosa bekava. Each one was 3 kav. So Drashi, what kind of bread? Be pasabo bekisnin. Veloy birich achov. And he did not make a brocha. It means that he didn't make a birch samozin. When you have such a vast amount of pasa boba kisna, and he wasn't mevarch birch samozin, the Rashi says he made a alamichya, obviously. He wasn't not going to make any brocha. It's pasa boba kisna. But he didn't make a v'loi birch achov, means he did not make a birch samozin, said Rashi. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Adi kafno. So Rashi, Adi, Elu, Kloimar, Elu l'ravoin ne'echlu. This you're eating because you're very hungry, you eat so much. V'achilam aruba kazula, and if there's me brocha, you're not upkepata from a brocha. You're so hungry, so you might not be the savoto. But arabonim in the veld, everyone who eats this amount is satiated. It's for sure a savoto. So even though it's possible but kisnin, now possible but kisnin is a really, in the Rishonim we had yesterday in Rashi, Rashi says it's a kiss, and in that kiss, there is all types of tavlin. That means you have dough. Usually you have flour and water. You make dough. And then you can roll it into challah. So here you take the same flour and water. That's what Rashi learns. And you fill it up like a homentash. You put in there all types of honeys and all types of skedim. That's one way of possible bekissing. So that's mezoinus. The bracha is mezoinus. Here comes the chiddush. They eat such a vast amount of it. Kaveh asudan it. Then you already have to make a moitzi. But the bracha of possible bekissing is not like bread. It's mezoinus. So Rashi learns because it's a kiss. The Rambam learns is because it's mixed. The flour is not regular flour and water. The flour is made with tchila. It's made with juices. That's the whole makar of mezoinus bread. But it's made, we'll see, get to that soon, what, if that even works. But the Rambam is talking about that it's roiv shkedim, or juice, so to speak, or sugar juice, or apple juice, or juices, that not sugar juice, meaning juices, that is not like regular kemach mayim. So mainly, even though it might seem like the ingredients of bread, but it's not. It's bread. It's flour with not water, but with juice. Third shita is brought in the Mishonim, is that it's like a cracker, like a hard pretzel, a cracker. So a hard thing, something that cracks. So even though it cracks, that's mezoinus, and it's not hamoitzi. So that's possible kissing mezoinus. But over here was the Chadash in the Gemara. You ate such a vast amount of it, so he told him, you can't say that mitamol now. You're not going to have to make mezoinus. You have to make hamoitz. You have to make bechus hamozen. Zok the Gemara. We'll see Rashi. Adi kafni kloima elu l'rabin nechlu v'achilam rupe l'nifteres mebrocha. Ela kol shachem koimin achilosam bekach. Whenever people are kaveya, people, you have to look at people, not yourself. If the velt is kaveya, it doesn't make a difference what you do. Fakert also. If I'm kaveya on two hamantash and a suda, that the brocha changes. It's what the ganze welt is kaveya suda. So then kol shachem koy ben achilos mikach tom bech samozen kach birsh havai v'rabesenu pirshu tleisa rifta mipashalonu v'loy birch acho mishum deloy sova stam regular bread, but he wasn't severe. V'kroksi v'chalta v'savot v'rachto v'kach birsh rab Yehuda behag v'ein noy nirali. It can't be that if he's regular bread and he's not savoto, the leis l'ravuna emichmira latvin like zayis at kabeya. We know that the Ferish Gemara at Kazayis at Kabeya we bench. Who cares what if you're Savata or not? With the Loikra Meir, the Loikra Yudas, so who's this like? Either Kazayis or Kabeya. So if you had more than Kazayis Kabeya of regular bread, you're not going to be Mivach. So that can't be the Pshat. But the Pshat is, we're talking about a possible Bekisnin. And Kol Shachereveim Koivin Olav, so then you have to make a Bech Samozin. Now, what is considered Koivim Olav Sudasai? What's the Shear that Achem a Koivim Olav Sudasai? So we find in Hilchos Erevin, for an Erev Chatzeres, what's the amount that an Oni is considered a Suda? Gimel Beitzim, Dalet Beitzim. So some poskim want to say, the Mishmur brings this, that Dalet Beitzim is already enough that possible Bekistin changes the Bracha. And which is a very big Chiddush. That means anytime people eat possible Bekistin, which is a common food item, like I said, it could be a Homentashen, it could be a Knish, it could be pizza. Pizza is a Shalab Bifne Atzmoy, but in the Maisa it has Roy fruit juice, it has a kiss, a pack like the cheese is inside. So pasa boba kisnin has one of the three tnoim. Either has fruit juice, or it has a kiss, a package with sweet items inside, or it's something that cracks, like a cracker. So to have dalet beitzim is very common. So the bracha should change. So lemaisa is brought down in chaya odo.
Heard from the goyin.
And the Goyim told him that that's a sheer suda that it's the minimal amount of an oni. But here we're not looking for minimal amounts. Here we're looking at kosh acherim koyin olav sudoson. We're not looking for yena oni, that pauper that only has $3 baits in for a suda. We're talking about a real gezunta suda. So it's much, much more than that. It means kviya suda kamoy sudas erev. What people have for supper, what people have for breakfast, we have lunch, real suda. Then that's where the whole pizza mavucha comes in. If you go to for lunch and this is your suda, so then that's the need in legabe what's called koyim aleim suda. Both sai hamoitzi, both sai hamoitzi and sai birchamozen.
He was telling him to wash.
You're asking a good question. The person could discuss. What if a person starts off? I'm planning to eat. I'm planning to have one slice. I'm planning to have not the amount that koyim aleim suda, and then he changed his mind. So what happens now? So that you're asking, do you have to now stop, wash, make the new bracha? Or no, maybe you already made mezonos, you're yotze, not a question, just like the birch samozen. That's a need in the poiskim. But al-kaponim, when you have in mind to eat all this, or for sure when you're in the midst of it now, when it comes to the birch samozen, what do? So he said, avada, kol shachem koimen olav, v'loi birch achov. So the Rashi seems to imply that you're in a mill now, but what about the birch achov? So tzorich levorich, zok di gemara. So again, Omer Rav Nachman Adi Kafni Elakol Shacherim Koyim Alav Suda Tzorich Levorech. Now we mentioned pizza. I'll just mention, yes, Kiyadua, pizza is mezoinus. Pasabah Bekissen is mezoinus. But when you have an amount, and that's what we go upasking, that such amount that people have, otherwise every kiddush, if you're going to go dalad beitzim, people make kiddush Shabbos, they take kokosh cake. Kokosh cake is very similar. It's flour. And they roll inside the chocolate. It's like a kiss. So then it would be also considered maybe possible with kissing. So you have a dalet beitzim. It's very easy. So we're golem meiser. We soymich on the din of kviya suda. But if a person is mamash kviya suda, and that's a suda, so l'chare, that's where it comes in hamoitzi and birch samozen. The poiskim that are makel by pizza, and they say, and the melamed tzchus on the veld that doesn't, so it's really based, a shtickle on the Orch HaShulchan. The Orch HaShulchan says that as long as you eat it l'shem kisnin, b'teres kisnin, then you're not called a kaveh suda. To be kaveh suda, you have to eat it b'teres suda, not b'teres kisnin. So maybe pizza, there's a mokum, at least to be melamed tzchus, that it's eaten ke'ein a kisnin, because it's not eaten with a plate and a fork. It's not eaten, it's eaten with your hands. People eat it in a way that it's not done, like usually done by a suda with a fork and a knife and a plate. You hold it, you're eating it on the run. Possibly. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, it's a shver zach because people are kaveya suda on it. More than that, because it's their lunch. Most people, they come out of a pizza store, they had their lunch for the day. So mele, it's a real kaveya suda, which we need hamoitzi. Lemaisa, if a person is kaveya suda, he should be making hamoitzi. But yesh amalismach for those that the veld doesn't, there's other reasons to say why it would be considered enough that it's not considered the shame suda that people have when they eat this type of food item.
Pizza, originally people eating it as a snack. That's why you're much get upset, but it's completely outdated. It's cold, and 99% everybody knows it's a snack. It's not a snack, ask anybody. Everybody eats it.
Even though they still eat it with the hand, and they still don't have a fork, the metzias today is a lunch.
Americans, that's what they eat like that. But Europeans don't eat like that, and if you're a vegetarian, you don't eat that either. But nobody eats pizza snack. But kids all snacks. Nobody says lunch. Right. Pizza today, before right. Says the really.
But it really depends. If a person eats the pizza taka as a snack, yeah, I'm still having my lunch.
I don't know, but
about the diet, we say about the diet. It's
I wash when I eat a slice of pizza because it's flour.
Right. The roof. Al Kaponim, another big needin is mezonos rolls. Mezonos rolls, what's mezonos rolls? They take fruit juice and they put it in instead of kemach. So that's a big, big chiddush. And many poiskim came out of the kol kaira against it because it's a big michshel, because at the end of the day, people use it for a real kriya suda. That's, yeah, but here it's, you're right. Here it's like I'm having a suda what you would have done with real bread. Right? And here it's even the tzur sedanama, and here it's not even, it's a shvacha possible because it's most of the time it's not even rov juice. Most of the time, it's the whole thing is lacking this nekuda of But it doesn't have the kisnin part. It has the sheet. I mean, it has the kisnin according to the Rambam, according to the other sheet. Zokti ma'avaita. Rabbi Huda have osik lele brei be'rav Yehuda bar chaviva. Rabbi Yehuda married of his son with the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda bar chaviva. Aisle kamayu pasabah be'kisnin. They brought the orchem, the guest pasabah be'kisnin. Ki osa shaminet komavorchi ha'moitzi. You heard them say ha'moitzi. Omaluhu my tzitzi dik shamano. Cheldo ha'moitzi. No tzitzi. Ha'moitzi. Ha'moitzi. What's the tzitzi though? Zogmo dilma ha'moitzi lachmin. Otz kum ha'chisu. You're making ha'moitzi. Omrulei in. So the Orchim answered Rav Yehuda, yes, absolutely. It's Pasa Bobi Kisnin. And Pasa Bobi Kisnin, you make Hamoitzi. The Tanya Ramuna Oyma Mishum Rav Yehuda, Pasa Bobi Kisnin, Mevochen Hamoitzi. And even if you're not Kaveh Asud, you make Hamoitzi. Omar Shmuel, Halach Ramuna. And Shmuel said that Halach is like Ramuna. And that's where we made a Hamoitzi even on Kriya Suda. Omar Luhus, Rav Yehuda said back, Ein Halach Ramuna Itma. Punkt Faket, Halach is not like Ramuna. You don't make Hamoitzi if you're not Kaveh Asud. Impossible with Kisnin. So they told him back. Omrulei. So they told Rav Yehuda. V'omaru the Omar Mishmei de Shmuel lachmoniyos me'alvin bohen u'mevorchen aleihem ha'moitzi. You yourself say that lachmoniyos is not what we call lachmoniyos in today and I saw lachmaniyot, which is bread. We talk about lachmoniyos, which is a type of possible with Kisnin. So Rashi uvlish Tosis brings. It's not regular uvlish. That's lachem gomer. With vanilla fries on a nilish, akoponim, it's you make hamoitzi on it. He says like on Purim, miura ben Hashem shapirush, deyin levarachal hamoitzi avikamay dais akoponim. We see that it was a type of pasah baba kisnin. Ma'arvam behen, you use it for an erev chatzeres umevarachal aleim hamoitzi. So if you yourself said that you make hamoitzi, so then what are you being matmi on me? So the mora hosam the kavesu desay alayu. It depends. If you kavesu, then you're right. But if you're not kaveh suda, then you would not make a moitzi. Avalecha lekovet suda sayo layu loy. Zog di Gemara. So that's the deciding factor. The pasah baba kisnin is mezoinus. But if you kaveh suda, then it would be a moitzi. Rav popa ikle leve rav huna bereid rav nosen. Bosa de gomba suda sayo aysel kamayu midi le mechal. After he already finished the suda, they removed the table, they took off all the food, he said havala nevar. There's many ways you finish the suda. So what happened? So osle kamayu midila mechal. They brought him something else, another dish to eat. Shokar apopa v'ka'ochel. He ate it without making another brocha. Amrei lo sovali mal gomar osim ilechal. When you finish your suda, then you're not allowed to eat now without another brocha before. You have to make a birchas hamazon on the previous suda and make a new brocha beforehand. Omalu silek itmar. It's not enough that you gomar the suda. You have to be mesalek the lechem. You have to remove the table. If you have food on the table and you didn't bench yet, then it's not considered that it's also to eat. So Rashi, im silik alechem v'chol ha'oichom al ha'shulchon, v'adayin loy birchu osu lechol. Only when it's silik, then you're not allowed to eat. But if it's merely gomar is not enough of a reason you can't eat. Now this is enough community even today. You can have sitting by your sudo sometimes they remove everything from the table. Okay, let's clear the dishes, let's clear everything. And then suddenly they bring out more food, bring out the jelly beans. If you remove everything from the suda already, so the Shabbos suda, and now you clear it off, so then it's mamash silek. So then you need a bracha before, you're not allowed to eat, just eat it without a bracha. Oh, like Tosis says, silek itmar, zok Tosis, mashma shedakan hoyo lesalek ashur and koyim bich amazon. Zok Tosis at the end, Onu shergil lecho kolon al shulchan echod ein noy le salak al shulchan ad lacha bichas amozen domi mesak de shulchan zog di mora rove reb zere ikul leveresh klusa lebasa des liku tako mikamayu after they
were mesalak de shulchan
that means they finished so they removed it shadru le ristino so the beresh klusa sent them ristino another dish of food. Zog di gemora mi beresh klusa rove ochel rove ate it. Reb Zera lo yochel. I already was mesalak the shulchan. You can't eat now without making a new bracha. Omelei lo yisover lo yimal solik osu. How are you eating it? Solik is osu. Osu milechol. Omelei ano atake the reish kelusa samchinon. I'm semich on the reish kelusa. It's not my own home over here. Whatever he sends me, I'm semich what he's going to give me more. I'm the whole time waiting. He might send me another dish. So I was never mesalak myself. They might have been mesalak the shulchan, but I wasn't mesalak because he's sending, and I'm dependent on him. So if that's the case, so Drashi, ve'ein slikusenu siluk, our siluk is not a siluk. Shedatenuim If he's so kind, he sends us more, we'll eat it.
So we're not Messiah Das from the Suda.
So Tosfos says over here, Ataka, the Reish Galusa, Mishashoch Lechel Afikoimen, someone forgot to eat Afikoimen. Va'om Havla Navarich, he already said Havla Navarich. Einoi Hesach Adas. Why? Why not? Havla Navarich is usually Hesach Adas. That's over. You can't suddenly eat anymore. He says when it comes to Afikoimen, it's different. In regular day, Havla Navarich, you can't make eat anymore. He already finished his Suda. But in Pesach, it's different. Why? The Anon Ataka, the Rachmonesam Chinon. The Torah tells us we have to have Afikoimen. So Havla Navarich is not a Hesach Adas.
Then Tay says, "Vim shochach ubirch v'loy ochal afi koymen ein tzoch lachzor." The whole matzis l'shemitzas asuyos. V'hoda amrinon ki omer havlan nevorich osel lemishtei. Once the havlan nevorich can't drink, v'chen asuim kulon hanridafke ki omer balabayis. But not the oireach. The oireach can't shtel avek when it's over. It's telling the balabayis dafke.
So let's finish the Torah Mishnah. Zok mor omer gav rogu b'shemen shemen ma'akvoy. If someone is rogu b'shemen, then the shemen. He's Moshech is Yodayim. That's what he does at the end of the meal. He rubs his hands with Shemen. Then Shemen is Ma'akabim. Until he brings the Shemen and washes his hands, it's not considered Moshech Yodei. The Suda is Tolkayim, and he eats without a Brocha. We usually have Shemen, so until we have the Shemen, we're still going to eat other foods. The Halach is not like that, meaning the Siyum Suda is not totally in Siluk, is not totally in Shemen, it's totally in Mayim Achoinim. There are three things that have to be done right away. Take of the smicha shchita after yisaymich on the behema, then you do the shchita right away. Take of the geula tefila, go yisrael yisaymich right away, yisaymich geula tefila. Take of the tefila sedayim. When you make tefila sedayim of mayim achoinim, then brocha, then you make birch samozin. So it's not totally in siluk ashulchan, it's not totally in shaman, it's totally in mayim achoinim.
And that's take of the tefila sedayim brocha. Zok teisus vehilkach. Therefore, came shenot al yodov ba'achoinu la'achasuda. Also, lechol, you can't eat anymore. Achi yavorich, you have to make a new broch if you eat. V'huadin zoktoyis is im oma havlo nevorich afilu b'loy netila. You don't have to have the netila sedam mamachroinim that it's considered for sure a siluk. Even if you say havlo nevorich, that's also considered a siluk. But before the mamachroinim or before the havlo nevorich, then you can continue eating. Zok di gemore om rabbi afanon neymar. We similarly say there's another takeif. Takeif l'tamid chachomim brocha. That means when someone is mekarev et tamid chacham, he's ma'arach et tamid chacham in beisoy, so he's zoicha right away to the brocha shenema, like we find by Lovin. When Yaakov wanted to leave Beis Lovin, so he told him by Yevorcheni Hashem biglo lecho. Lovin said that my bias was nisborech because of you. Take of the tamid chacham is brocha. He bought the same another makar that we see take of the tamid chacham brocha. Shenema it says by Potiphar by Yevorech Hashem is based hamitzri biklal Yosef because it was ma'arech Yosef. So take of the tamid chacham is brocha. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Membeis Omid Aleph.